this has been the week of podcasts. In case you're still interested, we still have a lot of papy napkins in this car.
Yeah.
I don't know when we're going to get rid of them.
I say when we get back from the movie.
Don't ruin it. Okay, fine. We're never getting rid of the papies. Yay. Oh my god. Someone with a Tesla is parked in front of our car. I mean, our house. Oh my god. Hopefully our neighbors are super rich and they have someone who I can marry so that I don't have to work a day in my life.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to add on to that.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't care how ugly they are.
I don't care how ugly they are. I think that's a nice thing, right? Like, I don't care
how ugly you are. Yeah, I don't care how ugly you are. Oh my god, speaking of ugly. I'm about to finish Maniac. I was gonna do a dig at Jonah Hill, but I can't. I love him. He's adorable.
Yeah.
I
love Jonah.
It's just, there's this one part. There was a leak of the cast pic of the set photos. It's where he has the long braided hair and he has a grill. That's when he looks very ugly. You know that picture, right? And everyone's like, oh, he's gonna be playing Post Malone.
I do not know that picture. No, I don't.
Okay.
And when has Post Malone been...
I know. When has he ever been worthy of a biopic?
Yeah. When has he ever... Ugh. I saw this thing on Twitter today. I don't know if it's completely true, but apparently emo rap is responsible. Emo rap can be a correlation to drug abuse.
Speak on that.
Well, like, emo rap is like, I think.
Do you mean like it romanticizes the use of drugs or something?
It, like, more people are using drugs. It might be like an...
I think that's like a... Just because they correlate doesn't mean they relate or whatever.
Yeah, like Chief Justice said that. Not Chief Justice. Like someone in the government. Because someone in the government. I don't know.
I don't know what a Chief Justice is. I don't know how the American government works. Oh, shouldn't you?
Oh, wait, no. The Chief Justice is like the chief on the... It wasn't the Chief Justice. That's the chief on the... Chief on the Supreme Court.
That's a role?
There has to be. There has to be like a... All right, gang. What type of robes are we wearing today? I don't know.
Do you think they coordinate? Do you think they're friends?
I don't know.
Haley and I just finished a very long discussion about SNL.
Yeah, we did.
But you remember that one? I really like Kate McKinnon's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
And I liked when she was like, yeah, when Kavanaugh comes on, we're gonna like greet him the old-fashioned way. Like...
And Colin Jost is like, what? Like, he always sounds like so
Yeah, he's
white.
Always... He just can't hide it. He's always like, what? And then she's like, we're gonna put a bunch of quarters in a sock. Like,
we'll, like,
throw them around. And you're like, yeah. I feel like whenever she's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I feel like it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg talking to me. Like, yeah. I feel like Ruth Bader Ginsburg did say that.
Quarters is a drinking game, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. That was
and
his whole...
Kavanaugh, they're like, what's quarters? A drinking game. I don't know if it's actually a drinking game.
I watched the SNL.
Yeah.
Is Matt Damon a good actor?
I think so.
I think that he just can't do comedy, because he was really cracking.
I think it's because it's funny. I think he was funny. Like, I think he was good. I think it'd be weird to go to a live screening of SNL because, like, you know when it's not showing them on camera? Like, I feel like the actors aren't cracking up. Like, I feel like that'd be weird.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that definitely would be extremely weird. Plus, like, it'd be, you know, like, seeing an artist sing live is, like, completely different than seeing, like, SNL live. That just seems very weird to me.
Yeah. Also, I'd be nervous that I'd go and it'd be, like,
a bad
two people
show
that I don't care about.
Oh. Well, then you wouldn't buy tickets. Oh. Like, if you were only in New York for a week. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, the way that they used to do it, the way that SNL used to work, like, before social media and stuff, was that you would go and you didn't know who the guest star was, and you would just go.
Yeah, well, that was back in the days when everyone liked everyone.
Yeah.
I know that's extremely vague, but if you ever hear anyone... I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it does.
There's a bit of truth to that. Anyways, there's no parking in the theater parking lot.
Oh, yeah, we're going to see Venom.
We're
going to
see Venom! And people were like, oh, are you going to go to the school event? And I was like, no, I'm watching two movies, and I'm only watching one movie.
Oh, there's parking right there.
Yes, there is. Little car, you are not getting that spot. I am, because I'm prettier than you. That's how the fucking law works.
How the fucking law works?
How the fucking law works?
Shut up.
Guys, I found theater parking.
Oh, today we were listening. Today in ASL, we watched a documentary. Like, we watched like 15 minutes of a documentary about deaf people. And the first part was incredible. It was this deaf guy. And deaf people can talk with speech therapy. And he was like telling a story of how he was one time driving, and I guess he wasn't paying attention. The person behind him yelled, he could see it in his rear view, uh-huh, yelled, "What are you, deaf?" And he speeded up in front of him, and he was like, "I have like a Mustang ASL 500. Yes, I'm deaf and I'm rich." And then he like got up next to him and he's like, "What are you, hearing?" And I was like, "Yes, man."
That's so really cute.
Yeah.
I like how you guys watched Switched at Birth before you watch a deaf documentary.
No, we've watched so many deaf documentaries.
Just let me have a moment.
Every Friday we watch a documentary on deaf people. Aww. That's how ASL works.
That's really cute. All right,
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.